We set out to catch fish, but found a reminder of something far more important. Join me on the river as one simple discovery points to a life-changing truth. You don't want to miss this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill. It has been a busy summer, and we're just now getting to take our first fishing trip down the river this year. We've had a gazillion things going on this summer with puppies, missions, trips, and conferences, but now it is time to hit the water and see how many that we can reel in.
Pretty good.
Yep. All right, let's catch another one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's not very big, but he's fighting.
Isn't this the neatest thing? Let me show you something really cool about this river. There are several springs that feed into it, and this is probably one of the biggest ones. That's why the water is always pretty clear. You know, here, I'll show you this one. Check this out. Isn't that the coolest thing? I love watching the water bubble up from under the ground. And if you just place your hand, oh man, on it, it's a lot colder than the other parts of the water. Even though we thought this main river was refreshing, this is even more so. Like 50 degrees, it feels like colder. It's like it brings new life to this river. Hey, isn't that what Jesus does for us, right? The Bible says in John 4:14 that Jesus is the living water. Those who drink of his water will never thirst again. And in John 7:38, those who believe in Jesus out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. It's like a spring of water bursting forth in our life. He refreshes the soul. He brings us new life and, better yet, eternal life. Do you need that? Listen, maybe you're just as busy as we have been, and in those hot summer days you feel dry and thirsty. Jesus is that spring of water that you're searching for. Let me ask you something. Have you ever asked Jesus to save you? If you haven't, today is the day. It's very simple. We believe in our heart that Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave and paid the penalty for our sins. We trust that he is the only way to salvation, and we ask him to forgive us for our sins, and he is faithful to do just that. Hey, and maybe you're already a believer, but you've been struggling lately in your daily walk with Christ, and it feels kind of dry. You know, you need refreshing. Let me invite you to spend time with the Lord every day. LifeWord has created a free tool to help you do just that. It's all about discipleship, or learning what it means to follow Jesus every day. Go to follow.lifeword.org. If you have a love for the outdoors and want to see more videos like these, follow LifeWord on social media like Facebook and YouTube, or simply go to lifeword.org. Well, we're going to keep heading down this river and see if we can reel in a few more fish. And I'm going to have to put on some sunscreen because we have been so busy this year. I've not even been out in the sun. So that's the next application that's going to happen. Hey, I am Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here where I love it, in the great outdoors.
There he is. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, he's got me hung up in a limb. I don't know if he's still on there or not.
I did get him.
Woo!
Hung me up on a limb, but I still got him. Now I'm all up in here.
Ugh.
Look at that. I thought I'd lost him after he hung me up in there.